For some 500 years, Lutherans have sung hymns that are based on the Bible. Some hymns paraphrase a portion of the scriptures pretty much straight up. That is, they tell the story from stanza to stanza. And in that way, God's people sing it and hear it and rejoice in God's word. Our next hymn is like that, as it proclaims the parable of the prodigal son. But unlike many hymns that begin at the beginning of the story and tell it from beginning to end, this hymn picks up in the middle of the story. The hymn writer, Stephen Starkey, says that, quote, his hymn picks up in the pig pen, at the point of repentance, and that first thought, should I return home? What happens if I return home? Would I be accepted? So in this hymn, the prodigal son is about to leave the pig pen, unfed, unclean, unclothed, as the second line says, to return home. And then what he discovers when he returns home. But it's not just what the prodigal son discovers when he turns home, but also what you and I discover, because this hymn identifies us with that prodigal son. The first stanza takes us from the pig pen of our sin and repentance on a return to the Father. The second stanza takes us into our Father's loving arms as our pointless words are smothered by his embrace, as our guilt and our shame are reversed, as tears of joy and welcome are shed. And then the final stanza brings us home. Home to a feast with our Father and with all the company of heaven. Home to the Holy Supper, where we who were once dead have been made alive, who were once lost have been found. And great is the rejoicing.